I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Bro, who has, I'm just going to say this right up top.
Yep.
Who has an after Christmas, before New Year's new episode of the pod? Who?
Nobody. Dude.
Nobody. I can't know. I'm thinking you're going through your pod list. You're driving home back to wherever you live and you're like, who's, or you're raking the leaf. What are you doing between Christmas and New Year's?
You might be raking leaves. Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah.
And you go look through your.
Getting rid of your tree. You can get rid of your tree.
Yeah, you got to do that. And you're looking through your pod list.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do your pods? I do them. I have like the five or six that I listen to.
Yeah, that starting lineup.
And then I get, yeah. Is that what you have?
Yeah, it's kind of like a roster.
And then I look at guests.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes sometimes I go to the non-guest ones
because
I like the non-guest ones. And then do you look at the description?
No.
No, you don't.
No, I'm kind of just like loyal to the pods that I have. So I just, whatever episode is out, I hit that. Yeah.
I was on The Fighter and the Kid.
Yeah.
Their pod. That's a big podcast. And
huge.
I liked that. And I was at the Soho House.
Yep.
I got a Soho House update.
Nice.
And then I just listened to that.
Yeah.
And I like those guys. That's what a pod is. I think you like the personalities.
Yes.
And you want to hear what they're doing. And you feel like you're buddies with them.
Yeah.
So welcome in, everybody.
Yup.
You can be buddies with us.
Merry after Christmas. Merry Christmas. Everybody had a good one out there.
I hope everyone made it to the other side, dude. I got this one. Well, what should I say?
What's the Soho House update? That's what I want.
Well, I went. Okay.
Dude, I can't tell you how funny it was when you said the Soho House membership protest.
Yeah.
Like, because the menu.
Yeah.
Because the menu is a highly contested thing there. Yeah.
I'm not like involved as I should be. Are you involved?
I try to be.
Well, how do you get involved? Is there like clicks down there?
No, I know a lot of the people who are involved with management. And so I talk to them about what's going on.
I know Colleen at the front desk.
Yeah, she's great.
I know her.
Yep.
And I don't like hang there enough. I go to the gym and the sauna and the steam room and then I go. But I don't like hang there.
Yeah.
But then the other day I was laughing because I was like, this one day I showed up to the Soho House. If anyone's new, you're listening. It's like this, like a social club in Nashville.
Yep.
And we're both members of it.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I'll say this. I don't want to put your membership on the line.
Thank you.
But you're not allowed to take phones in there.
You can't take phone calls. Yeah.
This can't be allowed. They can't be just trashing on it on a podcast.
Well, first of all, I don't think we're trashing.
You're
on
not
it.
Trashing.
I think we're critiquing, which I think is totally fine.
Is that okay?
Genuinely, I love it. Like
you love it.
I love Soho House.
I don't want to put your membership in jeopardy.
Thank you.
But because I talk about my stories in the sauna.
Yeah.
That can't be allowed.
I think the phone policy is they don't want you like taking pictures because they want people to feel like they're in private when they're in there. I think that's really what it is.
It's kind of annoying. But yeah, they're like, nobody in here is like popular. It's like fake famous and fake money.
Sure.
It is.
Sure.
It's fake.
For a lot of people.
It's wanting to flex. It's like when you just started to have money.
It definitely is a flex.
Yeah. But people with actual money are like at actual country clubs.
Yeah.
With
$100,000 memberships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything's free.
Right.
Not here.
Right.
Rich, real rich people are not here. Real rich people are not at the Soho House and real famous people are not at the Soho House.
Yeah.
Like it's like fake famous people like me,
mm-hmm.
like people
like you,
like me. Yeah. It's like, no, it's people in my like demographic of like, they would like to be seen.
I think, and it's supposed to be like a creative collective. Like that's what it's supposed to be. And that's why they actually don't look for like the one in LA, like they don't even want the Kardashians in there because they don't want it to be one of those.
The Kardashians are pretty creative, but
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's like that golf course about the Tiger Woods story. If Kim Kardashian was like, hey, can I be a member? They would say yes, dude. Shut up when you're saying I would never. You wouldn't. Like Ronnie Dunn is not at the Soho House.
Who's Ronnie Dunn?
Like Brooks and Dunn.
Oh,
Alan Jackson
yeah.
is not at the Soho House.
Yeah.
Jason Aldean is not at the Soho House. Morgan Wallen is not at the Soho House.
If I was like, actually, they were all there this weekend. Like, they just had an event with it.
Yeah. It's like, you know who's there? Like somebody that like has 10,000 Instagram followers that like just had a writing session with like
me.
Yeah. They had like a collab with Breland or something like that. And Breland's probably.
Shouts out Breland.
Yeah. We love Breland. Yeah. Yeah. It's those people.
Yeah.
But let's just all say that's who we are and then it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Then I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still there. You love
still
it.
Like, there, it's great. Yeah. I like it. I like the sauna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the update?
Well, I went in the sauna. Well, I was joking the other day because I was like telling Lydia, I was like, hey, I'm at Soho House. So like, also, I'm very popular here today.
Yeah.
Like I saw like three of my buddies.
Nice.
Like Judah Lee from Judah and the Lion.
Yeah. Sweet.
Perfect example.
Love it.
Yeah. We were all in there. We were chatting. I was like, this place rules. She's like, I thought you hated it. I go, nah, dude, I like it. She's like,
today it's sick.
She's like, oh, you met like three people that were like your friends. And then you're like, we like all went to the like, but we were working out and he was like, I'm going to the sauna. And I was like, well, I'm going to the sauna. Like, I didn't want to be like, I'm going because you're going.
Right.
Like, after I work out, I'm going to go in there too.
Yeah.
And then we were both in there. And then but there was also two girls in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about like very, very personal things.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just like, well, obviously you're here.
Right.
And you're listening.
Yeah, we can't pretend you can't hear us, right?
Listen.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's like stuff that I was like, well, I know I'm not going to get into it if they're sitting right here.
Yeah.
But you also don't excuse yourself. It's like, I need to be here.
Right. Yeah. And this is a shared facility.
Yeah.
We're allowed to be in here as well.
And my friend, I'm not going to mention her name, but she said she goes, I heard your thing about the Soho House on your podcast. And I walked out of the sauna and there's a guy in the steam shower naked.
Mm-hmm. That's wild.
You can't do that.
No.
That's what we talked. It's a shared.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe he was like switching from like his bathing suit to his towel.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, no, he was just in there. I go,
like, no towel?
No.
Dude, that's wild.
I know.
That's so not okay.
Giving away the secrets. Yeah.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
No, but then I went there yesterday and they have this little hourglass to tell you how long you're in the sauna for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there for like 10 minutes and a guy came in, another guy came in, sat down there. And I didn't, you have like a 15 second like window to like, are we going to converse?
Yes.
Or are we... What are we doing?
Yes.
And then I didn't. And then we just didn't.
And so you sat there in silence together.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. For 5 minutes.
You need like that thing. You know how you can, when you get an Uber, you can say like if you want to be talking
yeah,
or
yeah,
not. Like
yeah,
you
yeah.
need one of those when you go like, into the sauna. Like, is this,
are we talking or are we not talking?
Because it is like a win. You have that window.
Yeah.
And if you don't speak up in that second, then like, we're not talking. What's up, man?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you can just say that. I was going to say, I'm trying to think of something to say. How long you want to be in here for?
Yeah.
I'm trying to finish the rest of this 5 minutes or like, but it's like that the time ticks by in there.
Yeah.
Because it's like you can feel your heart beating.
I've met more people in the sauna than I've met in the rest of the house.
So have I.
Just because you're in close quarters.
Yeah. And you're just like, what's up?
Yep.
Yeah. And it's like, would you ever bring your phone in there? It's too hot for it, right?
No, yeah, I can't.
It'll be to steam it up.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it overheats. I've seen people go in there, though, with like AirPods in, and I've never done that.
No, I never done it either.
My watch will sometimes get too hot.
And you just sit there.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, it feels so good, though.
I love it. Man, I like the steam room so better.
Good. Yeah. Here we go, everybody. This is a big, a lot of y'all, hopefully you celebrated Christmas, was get some tickets to my shows.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, dude, for the first time in my entire career, we added a third show.
Insane.
In a city. Like, and normally we add, like, if the show sells out, we add a second show.
Yeah.
This one, Cincinnati, the second show sold out. We have added third.
Baby. Have you played Cincinnati before?
Yeah.
But did Cincinnati it do well last time?
To 2018, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, killer. But wow. That's like, that's the first time in my entire career we've added a third show. And this tour, by the way, is going to be fire. January, we still have a date, end of January in Huntsville, Alabama. February, we come into Bowling Green, Cincinnati. We added a third show in Cincinnati in March. Bowling Green sold out. Saginaw, Michigan. Indianapolis, Shipshawana, both shows sold out. Grand Rapids, March, we're coming to Albuquerque, El Paso. Midland, Texas, Shreveport, Fort Worth, two shows sold out. Fayetteville, Arkansas, one show sold out, added a second one. Cleveland, Mississippi, Memphis, St. Louis, added a second show. Fayetteville, North Carolina. April, Charlotte added a second show. Clear Lake, Iowa. Never heard of it. Never been there. But it's selling well. Omaha, Kansas City, Athens, Savannah, Augusta, Asheville. And then we're coming all over the West Coast later in the year. Get your tickets. And then you want to talk about the pod up top? We're moving it?
Yeah.
This is the last episode.
The last one? Yeah, next week. Net Positive Clips is the channel right now. Go search it. Once we get over there, we're going to move all the episodes. So they will no longer be on John's main channel. They'll be on the Clips channel, which will be rebranded as just Net Positive instead of Net Positive Clips.
Do we have the same capabilities over there?
Same exact.
We can go live and everything?
Same thing.
Yeah. That's going to be sick.
Dude. So subscribe. Get over there. Check it out. That's where you'll find us going forward.
We'll try to make sure everybody knows to go over there.
Yeah.
Or say that up top or something like that. Mm-hmm. Let's just cut this part out maybe. And move, put it
yeah, we're going to post on social too. So all the everybody over
we
there.
We moving to the top. I did. Dude, you know what I did? I went to, it's a wild story. I went to, we volunteered at this thing called Last Second Christmas or something. Last Chance Christmas or something like that.
Okay.
It's like a Christmas, Last Second Christmas. Look it up. Last Second Christmas, Nashville. Last Chance Christmas. Maybe that's it. What was it called? I don't know. It's like a, Last Minute Toy Store. Nice. Not even close. Last Minute Toy Store. It's like this this huge warehouse, and everybody donates tons of gifts. And then people that are like can't afford gifts come through there.
Cool.
And dude, I was shopping with people. So I was like walking these people through.
That's cool.
It was unbelievable.
In 2001, they served over 7,500 kids.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and they do it. It's bigger and better every year.
Over 1,000 volunteers. Yeah, man.
Everybody lined up in this place, and I would get a clipboard with the kid. This person would come in, usually a mom, sometimes a dad. There was a one person, and we'd see how many kids they have and what ages they are. And these gifts were better than my Christmas.
That's awesome.
It was unbelievable. And it was like, we were like, dude, I can't wait. It's going to be like a celebration, right? All these people are going to come in that can't afford gifts. And they've like... There's like a bunch of those places that do. So they like track them against the other ones, make sure they haven't like no one's taken advantage of the system.
Yep.
And then the kids are they in the house? What? And so no one's like taking advantage of the system. And then they give me the clipboard, and then I'm going to meet this like woman who's like can't afford Christmas gifts for her kids. And there was like, hey, not there was like bikes. Obviously, everybody wants a bike.
Yeah.
Which I go, hey. Bikes aren't cool. Like, I can ride them whenever I want. I hate bikes. Like, but you're a kid.
Yeah.
A bike is like,
it's huge.
A bike is like, you got to get a bike.
Yeah.
For Christmas, you got to get a bike.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those ones. If you're a parent, you're saving that for Christmas.
I feel like the video game console has replaced the bike, though, in like a classic.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah. Gift, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Because you're not just going to get it maybe for the kid's birthday.
Right.
But you're going to save that one for Christmas.
Like pre-video games, before that even started. So like what, bike when was it.
You know, the bike.
That was it.
It's also like, it's big.
Yeah.
Like you want to, like something the size of this table.
Yeah.
And you rip it and it's like made in there.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing better.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Something that doesn't fit under the tree. It's just near the tree.
Like Dylan, your last gift is in the garage.
Nice, dude.
What? Nice. In the garage? Hold on. What? Yours is in the park. Yeah. Your last gift is in the garage.
Yeah.
By the way, like, don't, like, you're married. Like, anyone that would get their spouse a car.
Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, even, I would say above, like, $1,500, like, let them go customize it themselves.
Yeah.
What color do they want? Unless, like, it's like a, like an engagement ring. Like, dude, you can't just be off the dome on that.
Right.
You shopping for your wife for a new car.
Yeah.
That's so complicated.
Yes.
There's so many things involved in that.
Yep.
The color, the wheels, the cup holders, the heated seats that, like, you got to be, she might, you go get it and I'll bring it to the house.
Yes.
Don't.
Yeah. I'd be pissed if Maggie bought me a car.
A whole car?
I want to have some sort of say in what we're doing.
Yes, that's like, what I'm saying. Yeah. After even like an engagement ring, you're like, tell us what direction to go.
Right.
I'll, but like, oh, I want to like a Range Rover, you're like, there's 600 of them on the lot.
Yeah.
I want to, like, that's, you know, like Carvana.
Yeah.
Going out of business.
Yep.
Because people want to go look at them.
Mm.
Like, there's like a jewelry store in the airport.
Yeah.
Because people are bored and people like to do that.
Yep.
They like to shop.
Yeah.
That one is like, take the hassle out of car buying. Just go pick it and we'll deliver it to your garage.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, dude, I'm going down there.
I will say though, I was looking at Teslas this weekend.
Oh yeah. Tesla's different.
Dude, you can buy a Tesla with Apple Pay on your phone.
You can.
And they handle the financing. Like everything is taken care of to the point where I'm sitting there right now. I still have the tab open with a Tesla in my cart.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
And I'm just looking at it like they've made this so easy. I don't have to go to the lender. I don't have to, you know what I mean? Like I don't have to figure anything out.
I'm just, the only thing I'm waiting on is Elon not to do anything wild.
That's it. I'm gonna
pull the trigger.
Waiting on the next round of staff cuts.
But there's a lot of variables in a Tesla. There is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like any
But again,
car.
You're customizing them all on the web, like you're shopping on their website.
Well, that's to my point. It's like, is fun.
Yes.
That is like to go in there.
Yeah. Oh, don't buy me one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do buy me one. That's fine too.
Or do. If one showed up in your driveway.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you took away like a lot of the fun part of that. Now, you don't want to go down to a dealership.
Right.
And the guy's like, well, it's $1,500, but I'll give you 25. I'll give you 15 off if you put it, if you send in your car. Looks like a little scratch on here. That. So I'm going to take off $300. And like, if you don't, the starter and the ignition coil seems like it's going to need replacing. You don't want that.
No.
But
I hate the haggling part. But the customization part, absolutely.
There's no Tesla dealerships. They just have like store in the mall.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Oh, there was Tesla in there. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but I'll finish the story.
Yeah.
So like everybody was coming to get these gifts and I was like, this is going to be an amazing celebration. And they said, well, there's a lot of people in here that are embarrassed that they have to be here.
Mm.
And I was like, oh yeah. It's like these moms that like love their children and like can't afford. And they go, we have 900, I don't know what the stat was. We have 900 people coming through here today. We only have like 600 bikes.
Wow.
So like try to like not steer them away from like the bike. But if you ask, what does your kid want? He's like, he only wants a bike. And you're like, all right, we'll go to the bike section.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get a bike, something like if you get a bike, you can't get the other gifts, which is fair.
Sure.
But like if he's like, if he doesn't mention bike, just don't. Go over there.
Yeah, don't let them default to bike.
But I go, wait, so there's a kid in this city that wants a bike for Christmas and like, I'll get him a bike. Like,
right.
I'm going to make a side deal with him. I'll be like, hey, what's your, like, where do you live? Yeah. I'll bring you a bike. Dude, I'll bring everybody in the city a bike.
Yeah.
Like, I go, that seemed unfathomable to me, but I guess that's reality.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, I think
I guess I'm more detached from that.
I think there's more people who can't afford a bike than can.
Yes.
Like, I think that's where we're at.
And how much is a bike?
It's probably like
$100.
$120, $200.
A bike for a kid. Let's see.
Walmart's
nephew,
always got bikes. Let me check prices.
Yeah, a kid bike. My nephew just started. He has a bike without pedals.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a little kid bike. Mm-hmm. Like, what is he, 4 or 5? I have no idea how kid. How,
looks like 150 to like 150. $250.
I don't know how kids work. Yeah. I go, I'm going to be walking these mothers through this thing and this kid wants a bike let's fix that.
Yeah.
That's how all philanthropy starts, I guess.
Yeah.
You go, wait, what? Somebody in this city doesn't have what?
Yeah. That's why I like the holidays so much too.
It
man.
Is
like that,
right.
That's a part of like why I've grown to love.
And
it,
I go, we got to do this. We got to do this every year.
Yeah.
And you become so like oddly, like not oddly, I guess, but like attracted to your like mate or like the person that was doing that with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, dude, this is unreal.
Yeah.
Like all these people were coming in and you were like, hey, what's, I was like talking to all these people. Of course, any, like my girlfriend witnessing me doing that with like a single mother, she's like, it's a wrap, dude. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm not like tonight. I'm gonna be like farting on the couch and like snoring. So like, sorry.
Yeah. Like remember me like this.
Remember me like this, dude. I was like, this woman. I was like hugging her. I was like, this is gonna be the best Christmas ever. And I was like, I probably prayed for her before she left.
Laid hands.
Yeah. I was like, but it was like, hey, like, and she was like looking at like if you have a kid that's. A girl that's there's like girls 0 to 4 table.
Nice.
And there's like girls 4 to 8 table. So they could go pick out like.
They got this figured out.
Yeah. They got it. There's a science in there, dude. It was unbelievable. And then there was like, there was a lot of like, there's a bunch of inmates there, like from prison. And they were like
volunteering?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
They were like out, they were like on like good behavior. Cool. You know, they signed up for it and they
community could, service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, this. This is the wildest thing I've ever been a part of. It's just they were like so happy to be there. And then there was like this kind of like break room. And there was like, we were like watching the Titans game. And it was like me and all these like inmates from like prison.
What a wild like grouping of people.
It's like the whole city. That's like the city coming together. And no one was like, no one was, there's no divisions. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just there trying to like either volunteer or get, everybody was just in there to like, then nobody was like, I'll tell you one story, but like I always, you know how I always tell jokes and I always, it's kind of out of pocket.
Sure.
All right. So we were like doing the training. We're doing this training and there's this group of like black women that one of the girls said she liked my shoes. So nice. Then I was like, I'm in.
That you feels know what good. I'm yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So let me just speak on behalf of all white people.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
When a black person says your shoes are fly.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Just go home.
We can shut this down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go, well, we're all training to be the ones that are going to walk these people that need the gifts through. Right. So I go and they go, well, some people are like greedy and they like try to take advantage of the system, or some people were like, he really needs a one, like one in a million people are like kind of act up in there.
Sure.
And I go, we didn't see anybody. So I whispered, I didn't whisper. I go, what's the race of these people? And she was like, what you mean? I was like, listen, if it's a white guy coming here acting up, I go, you send it to me. Cause I got it. And I was like, if it's a black girl coming in here acting up, I'm gonna be like, hey, you got it. They die laughing. Yeah. They go, nah, bro. Because they started. I was like, oh no. Because I thought about it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was thinking. I was like, all right, if it's like a black woman coming in here, and I'm gonna be like, well, the Elmo dolls are only for kids 0 to 4. Like, she's gonna be better off handling her. I'm gonna be like, and we were joking with each other. I'm like, hey, but if like a white woman comes in there, I'll be like, I got it.
Yeah.
But hey, like, I got this. Like, there's gonna be some cultural or like the differences that I can hold on. I got
no
this.
Question.
Yeah.
You don't need to be the gatekeeper. It doesn't need to be John Chris,
no,
the white guy.
No.
Just being like, nah, dog.
Hey,
this is
what we're not doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was unbelievable. And I was like, yeah, wait, like this should, everybody should have this.
Yeah.
Everybody should have this.
Yeah.
If you like, but there is a line, I guess. It's like everybody should have each, every kid should have whatever they want.
Right.
Also, you know, I think what was cool about that? It was me helping the parents who wanted a good Christmas for their kids.
Yes.
Cause kids can sometimes be not good. Like, entitled, cry when they don't get the right thing.
Yeah.
This was parents that were coming to give their children. So I just was dealing with the parents and these women were walking out with just a bad, just Santa, just over the shoulder.
That's cool because it's like the kids
crying,
are getting
crying.
The kids
weren't there.
And the kids are getting Christmas from their parents still.
Yeah.
Like it's not like they're going to see their parents providing for them.
It's not me.
Right.
That's
not
a
John
great
Chris
point.
Showed
That's
up,
a great
you know?
Point. Yeah.
And you had that, like, you had that story with the shoes. You bought the kids shoes at the church. It's like
ago.
That.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to come up here. I got it. You're like, the only way this process is, it's not by me coming down there.
Right.
And coming into your neighborhood.
Yeah. That puts the parents in the decision, in the position now to,
that's a great point.
To be the providers.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it was more like we were talking about on the way home. It's like a very, like all those inmates who are in there, it is very like dignifying activity.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're not, like when people kind of lose their like dignity or like the way of life, that's when things go downhill.
Yeah.
We're like, hey, I'm not going to get drunk and drive because that's not how I carry myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a lot of people in there were like, hey, like some of those Christmas gifts were nice, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, like, they're not like, you know, like a toy drive. Like, hey, here's a, like a kid's, they have like a, like boys, like 12 plus. Mm-hmm. And there was like gift cards in there. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, because he doesn't want blocks.
Yeah.
Because it's like, thanks for this. I don't want this.
It's the same as a car thing. He wants to pick. Let me pick it out.
Let him go, dude.
What I want.
Now, a kid, you can give him blocks. You can give Lincoln Logs to a four-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But like, if you go to a toy drive, like we got all these toys. Like, if you're going to do that, you got to either go shop personally. Mm-hmm. You can't just be giving a kid a Tonka truck. He's 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was good. Yeah, we volunteered down there in the Christmas. Yeah, that's probably what it's about.
That's cool, man. I love that.
Yeah, giving them. I'm not trying to get any gifts for Christmas. I'm rich, dude.
You were like, hey, can we get any like gifts for helping out here today? Can I grab something for myself?
Well, that was funny because I go like volunteering. You're like, hey, it's not about us.
Yeah,
it's not about us. I'm going in there and you're like, hey, I'm just being fun. And like, I'm taking photos of people. And like, it's not, I'm not about myself. But then like some of the, like you disagree with like the way they like handled things. I was like, then you're like, oh yeah, no, it's not about me. It's not about me. I'm coming in here to volunteer for like 5 hours. And then, we can go back to being selfish on the way home.
Yeah.
What do we got here, dude? You want to do, we got to get into an ad?
Yeah. Let's hop into it.
Scape yourself up, baby. Yep. Manscaped.com. Dude, manscaped.com has been a partner of ours for what, the last month or so?
Yeah.
It's a male grooming.
Male grooming.
Male grooming. I'm going to tell you right now, I have, now, since we've been working with Manscaped, they have the body trimmer.
Right.
So I have one. What do you do with your beard? Trim it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Manscaped.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two.
So yeah, I'm using the lawnmower 4.0. That's my body trimmer.
That's your body trimmer.
Yep.
And I go, obviously, private areas, thighs.
Yep.
Chest a little bit.
Yep.
Underarm. Armpits.
You trim the pits a little bit?
Yeah, I go, I pit myself up, dude. Yeah. Yep. But I now have two because women aren't in this predicament because they don't shave their face.
Right.
Some do. Should. Nah.
Some do.
That was unnecessary.
just catching strays during this male grooming ad. Like, what? They're like, it's not a competition. Like, sheesh.
Dang, I want to say something so bad. But I now have a drawer. I have like the top, like toothpaste, like all that drawer. And then I have this drawer. I have two.
Yeah.
No guy has two.
Mm.
They're lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Go, ladies, go ask your boyfriend. If it's your husband, you know.
Uh-huh.
He does not have a separate trimmer for his face and his private areas.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't. He absolutely should.
So hold on. I gotta say. I do have two.
No, you do.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
of Manscaped.
So do I.
Yes, 100%.
So I have two in there.
Yes.
And no one has two.
Right.
They're lying to you.
They are.
They are lying to
it's
you.
It's like the guy thing to be like, dude, I would never use the
you
same
would.
One. And it's like, you did before you found Manscaped, you for did, sure. Dude. Come on.
Manscaped. What is it? Manscaped.com. Manscaped.com.
Code net promo positive. Code
net positive at manscaped.com. 20% off your order with free shipping.
And something that we haven't talked about with Manscaped since they jumped on board is the technology they have in the blade for this.
Yep.
And this is another reason why I have two.
I got two.
It does not cut you. So
it doesn't?
So like as a man,
I didn't know that.
You're trimming around some tight crevices, some interesting textured skin. It's a little different than your face. So it's a little bit... It does not cut.
We're always like trying to jump around.
Just tiptoe.
We're like a pastor that has a luxury vehicle. He's like kind of doesn't want people to know that he has it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, he can't mention certain features in his car. He can't be like, when I sit down in the massage chair.
Not
is
that
on
I, but I didn't. Yeah. Also, it has the light on there.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. They have the light, which is makes sense.
It's super good.
Yeah, unbelievable.
They got other stuff too. They got the shampoo and conditioner, the ultra premium deodorant,
and everybody's
crop
getting,
preserver. It's
my
it's
parents
a lot.
Last week at Christmas last year gave us like a check, a sizable check, and a lot of people do that. And this should be on your list.
Yes,
it should be on your list of things to go get. Manscaped.com. Get 20% off your order, free shipping at manscaped.com with a promo code net positive. Hey, can't have money, dude.
Can't.
I got two.
too.
It's the exact same shimmers. Thing. Or the yeah, and I saw a Gillette commercial, by the way, about it. I was like, that's our competitor.
Yeah.
I turned it off.
Good.
I got on
Because it's not
that.
As good.
It's not as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as good. It's not good. All right.
The turned episode. It off. I turned off.
I turned it off. I turned,
just turned off the TV.
It's like when I see a topic that I don't that I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
I just like I don't want my like when like I'll just say it, ESPN mm-hmm. gets way too political mm-hmm. and way too like I feel like left leaning. Mm-hmm. And I just turn it off because I don't want, we've talked about this before. I don't want my vote in essence to mm-hmm. go to this. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they're tracking TVs like that.
Are no, they? I don't think they have the tech to yet.
To track views based on TVs.
Well, they have the approximate stuff. Like Nielsen ratings have always been a thing where people have the boxes in their house, but it's that's like it's a general sample size that
everybody
they project for everybody.
Like my mom, like my parents are like very conservative and my mom got COVID and my dad didn't want to take her to the hospital because he didn't want her to be added to the numbers.
She didn't want her to be a statistic.
Yeah. Which is like, dad, take her to the hospital. This
that's
is absurd.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Dude.
This is absurd.
She's no good if she's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. But I see there's stuff on TikTok. Where if I would just go, I'd go not interested.
Yes.
Because I don't want that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, I don't believe in this. And that's what I think. I don't know if I said I was all in on Elon Musk. I don't, I'm watching. I'm just watching.
You're going to walk that back, you think?
Let me see if I'm walking it back. Well, I wanted to say that, like, Twitter, like, there, I think if they can figure out how to, like, you'll go up in the algorithm or mm-hmm. down. You're not blocked. It used to be just you have to block people that you're like, you're just hatred or like, it's just going to be deprioritized.
Right.
If they can figure out a way to do that.
Yeah.
That, but you also understand like, yeah, but people like secretly like that.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right.
People who like to hate and negativity. They enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Facebook.
But I just go, I don't want this. I don't, yeah. That's so that the algorithm, not gonna, if everything's just like friendly, mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I don't know if that'll like.
Yeah, is that fun?
You know the Andrew Schultz bit. No, it's not a bit about how they're the TikTok algorithm in China. Mm-hmm. It's like all like engineering and right. like I was like, yeah, but that's no one's watching that.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on that app.
Yeah, no,
oh, like, I have homework still, now. No, absolutely not.
It's like they're rewarding like inventions and like create like. Well, I want to see like who's trashing on what celebrity.
Yeah,
nah. It, when I'm unhealthy.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to do in this episode?
This episode, we're going to run it back. It.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to run 2022 back. We're not going to do a best of episode.
No, we're not doing that.
Because so many pods are doing that.
And nobody cares about that.
No, no one cares.
And I don't want to hear anybody's best of episode.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
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 I don't want to hear anybody's
best of. And we've only been here for 34 weeks. So it would be a very quick best of
half the year.
That would be it.
That's like, you're like, dude, why? Like your like Hall of Fame speech. Like, dude, you played a year.
Yeah.
We need some more highlights.
Yeah.
We need some more highlights.
Not much to go over.
Yeah. We need a little bit more highlights. So we're going to do the year in review.
Yes.
2022 we're bang this review. Because some of y'all forgot about a couple of these things.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked at these, by the way.
Correct.
So you just introduce the topics and then we'll, what are we doing? Top 10? How many do we got?
Oh, we got a bunch. I'm not even going to put a number on it. We'll just see kind of where we go.
And we're just doing, these are the biggest, what are these?
Some of the biggest viral moments of 2022.
Oh, I'm hyped for this.
So some are like big on like, in like memes on social. Yeah. Some of them are big like news stories. So it's just, it's kind of all
back
over
through
the map.
I was going back through all my content for like the, I was like, dude, we did that. This year flew by, dude.
So fast.
Flew by.
I think every year of my life has become the fastest, like the new fastest year of my life. I just keep setting PRs for fastest year.
When is the slow? Well, I did, speaking of things going by slowly, I did go to my buddy's, she's 8 years old. She had she's a girl basketball game.
Nice.
And Bobby, I was sitting, we were watching this game with a bunch of parents watching these 8 year old girls play basketball.
Nice.
It was horrific.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Right.
But we were joking around. And I, same thing, me and a bunch of strangers. And I like, well, I got like an ace in my pocket. I got a joke. Mm-hmm. Leaned over to this guy. I go, hey, and this Bobby Knight's joke. You know, Bobby Knight, legendary Indiana. He goes, somebody asked Bobby Knight. He's like, if you had an hour left to live, what would you do? And he goes, watch women's college basketball. Because then it would be the longest hour of my life.
Oh my gosh. What a legend.
Not my joke.
What a legend.
Not my joke. But I leaned over to some guy.
He's not even a comedian. Dude.
No,
that's
he's not even
incredible.
A comedian. I leaned over to some guy. It was a parent that was watching that I could like, you know, you could like, is this guy going to be like,
yeah, is he rocking with me here?
And probably everybody gets frustrated with me because I always like want to go like do that.
Yeah.
I want to go do that. To
you have to make the fun though, like that's what
same.
That is. It's like I'm
well,
not having fun,
the,
so we have to create
in
the
same
fun.
In the Christmas, I was with those black women. I go, yeah. Hey, let's like, I'm gonna shoot a shot here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
spice it up.
I'm gonna pull one out and see what we got. And if it works, 9 times out of 10, it's killer.
Yeah,
and everybody goes, and everyone was dying. And then my friend goes, hey, tell that to when somebody else comes back from the snack bar, tell it to him. I was like, yeah.
He's like, run the greatest hits yeah. when they come back.
That's the best.
Yeah.
And by the way, like when you're like on your deathbed, when you're like, like you wanted to be a comedian. I wanted to be that.
Mm-hmm.
Like now it's more people and there's a theater and there's money exchanged and we have a podcast. We got cameras and advertisers, but that, we wanted to do that.
Right.
I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And if I could, that's what this whole podcast is.
Yeah.
If I can make you do that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, dude. I love that.
Actually,
the guy laughed. The guy thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, dude. He was dying, yeah. dude. And he probably went home and told his buddies.
Yeah.
Or when he's in the stands at the next game.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spreading the gospel. Dude.
Yeah. He's gonna tell his wife when he gets home. She's going to get mad at him.
Yeah, 100%, dude. That's not my joke, by the way.
But I think what'll be fun about some of these topics we're going to run through, too, is to see kind of how they've aged.
All right. And we'll hit them quick. We'll hit them quick.
So the first one is...
Wait, what kind of order are they in? They're not from biggest to greatest.
No. Just no order whatsoever. Just random.
Are they by from January to December?
No.
Okay.
They're just as I found the articles and everything.
All right.
So that's
and
it.
And we got like 15, 20?
Yeah.
We don't have... All right. So we'll hit them quick.
Yeah.
All right. And so everybody listening is going to remember these.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to know these.
When I was putting this list together, I was going through it and I was like, wow, I forgot that was... Some of them were like, I forgot it happened. Some of them were like, I can't believe that was this year.
Oh,
because it felt like last year.
Dude. All right, I'm hyped for this.
All right, the first one is Will Smith getting smacked by Chris Rock at the Oscars.
That was this year?
Yeah.
I guess it was.
Yeah.
That was like when we first started potting.
Yes, it was.
That was like... Because I was like, we have to talk about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I watched the video back. I still don't even know if it's real.
Really?
Yeah. Like, not to go conspiracy on the first thing here, but like...
No, you can get all the way in.
It just doesn't look like he actually hits him.
Oh, really? That he goes like they planned it?
Yeah. Like, I haven't seen a freeze frame of him with his hand on his face. Nobody captured that?
Oh, because he goes like this.
Yeah. I don't know.
I remember talking about that because like Will Smith came back with like an apology. Like, did you see the Tom Cruise thing? This week? No. He's like he jumped out of an airplane. He's like thanking people.
Oh, yes,
like,
yes.
Like,
yes.
Dude, these people are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing all his own stunts for everything.
He is?
Tom Cruise? Yeah.
Like money, everybody got to money. Mm-hmm. Like everybody has money. And the fame thing is like, that's the only drug. That's the only
like
attention.
Yes,
is the only drug.
Yes,
and like Will Smith had a great Instagram run.
Mm-hmm.
Like a great.
Oh, dude, he was the best.
Two
he
and
was
a half
taking
year
over TikTok too.
Two and a half year run.
Yeah,
maybe three because he came late
mm-hmm.
and he had an unbelievable run.
Yeah,
I mean, it was not my thing, but like he was doing wild stuff.
Yes,
Dubai.
Yep,
driving cars with his kid, doing wild stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, what are we doing out here? We got plenty of money.
He is in the clip too. Like he laughs hard at first when Chris Rock makes the joke about G.I. Jane. Like he laughs really, really hard.
That's the beginning of this year. That had to have been in like February, March.
Yeah, it was early.
That was big. That was big in the meme pages.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Queen Elizabeth II passed at 70 years old and her corgis went viral.
They did. What happened to them?
Do you remember her corgis got almost more attention than she did because people were talking about how much they're going to be missed in the palace because he used to be able to hear them running around.
Yeah, yeah.
When they do, I'm sure we will show you because, as you know,
they have short legs.
They're going to come out of here.
They'll show them.
They have short legs.
I used to follow the queen everywhere.
Nothing like to scare a dog. It's gigantic.
Just shooting a cannon.
Say it's going to be different. Because when you would go and see her, the sound of the corgis coming down the hall.
Just talking about the corgis.
Just so nothing to talk about. Like,
yeah.
They used to have lots more corgis. Of course, they were the curse of the servants.
Look at that, dude. Look how big that is.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so many people.
Yeah. So, anyways, they got.
Yeah, that was the lead. The corgis.
They went.
Oh, there they are. Yeah, there they are. Everybody's gonna miss the corgis.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, hey, you weren't you like. Like, well, I don't want to talk about that. I'm trying to think of like you, like, well, I can't say that. Yeah. Nah, I was just going to talk about how, like, sometimes if you like, you lose, you're like, oh, this person must be like Queen Elizabeth must be like doing a lot of stuff. Like when Steve Jobs died, like, you could, the product it didn't have the same, like, he had, like, if
something went with him when,
yeah. Elon Musk, yeah. Like, you're kind of taking, like, Tesla with you, yep. A little, like, everything, like, what they're basically saying is, we got it.
Yeah.
Like, it literally, the country's going great.
Yeah.
Like, you have, like, we've passed off everything that you had, and it's running very smoothly.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 2,500 years. We're going to find another
one. Like, if the president, not this current president, but, like, if the president, you're like, oh, we could be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically saying, yeah, we're good.
We're just going to miss the corgis. Yeah. How about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, dude.
That was like one of the first times when everybody had like a wild take on that too.
There was so many moments.
Everybody had a pro and against moments of that.
Do you remember when the guy objected against himself?
The keeper told me he sustained an injury on one of his fingers.
Objection. Hearsay.
You asked the question.
Okay.
You don't have to win.
Yeah. That's the best.
You asked the question.
He goes, hey, wait, what? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, that was the first time I think that somebody like stood up against like the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
And not that, no, I don't know. I shouldn't speak, but somebody that, I don't know the details of what happened between them and I didn't follow it that closely.
Yeah.
But that was the first time that was very public where somebody goes, hey, no.
Right.
No.
Yeah, like, this is defamation.
Yeah. Because remember, like, back in, I've talked about this before, because when I got canceled in 2019, people were like preemptively committed quitting their jobs.
Yeah.
Like, dudes in Hollywood that were like producers are like, hey, in 1996, I like kissed an intern. Like, everybody's just like, it was so scary.
Yeah.
It was so scary to be like outed.
Yeah.
That everybody was just like preemptively like calling college girlfriends and being like, hey, like, are we like,
just wanted to check in on you.
Yeah. No, people were doing that in 2019.
Yeah.
And then like, but then 2020 and then COVID. And then like, because like, I think right after this was the Dave Portnoy stuff.
Oh, with Business Insider.
Yeah. And he goes, hey,
yeah,
I've made some poor choices, but you don't get to do this.
Yeah.
No. And people started like,
he buried them for that.
He buried them.
Yeah.
And I don't, I'm an ancillary viewer of the Johnny Depp thing, but it seemed like he came out looking okay.
Oh yeah. He won in court, like, and in the public eye. Like,
yeah. Now, is he going to be in Pirates of the Caribbean again? I don't know. Probably not.
I don't think so.
But at least he did. He goes, hey, you don't get to say this about me.
Yeah.
And that, but some of those, the memes that came out of that were,
oh my goodness, man.
We're great.
So good, dude.
What would we do without all these things? What would we do without humans being wild?
Isn't that crazy? Like, I was thinking about that the other day. What did we talk about before we had access to social to see all of this stuff? Like, what was,
there's like a neighborhood.
What were topics?
What would you talk about? The newspaper?
That's probably why podcasts didn't happen until when they did, because like nothing there was nothing about. To talk about.
Yeah, you go, I don't know. We look at the news. That's how people used to write jokes. Look at the, like in the Jay Leno, Dave Letterman.
Yeah.
Look at the newspaper, flip through the articles. That is wild.
There's so much less jokes that people have in common because you don't have like social media.
They're like, all right, we're going to go with the Titanic, Pearl Harbor, and the Great Depression.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we got.
Yeah.
It's a scurvy running through the, but it's only,
scurvy. I don't know. Dude, I love scurvy.
That's wild, dude.
How about Julia Fox?
What does she do?
With Anka Jams.
Oh, that was great.
What is a muse?
I mean, I was Josh Safdie's muse when he wrote Anka Jams.
Right.
We talk about this at length on this podcast. It's like, if I, like, you have to be like, every celebrity, we talked about this before, every celebrity is willingly and willfully being in, I remember when I was in rehab, I sat on a bench in the desert of Phoenix, and my therapist was sitting right next to me. He goes, what do you want to do? I was about to leave. He goes, what do you want to do? He goes, hey, we can wrap this all up if you want to. We can wrap it all up. We can shut down the socials, and you can go out. You can get some land out in rural Tennessee or Georgia, live there, play golf. We can wrap all of this up.
Right.
Now, if you want to go back to your, to quote, your old life and get back into the socials, and you're going to have to take responsibility for some things, and you're going to get trashed on. Yeah. Like, you can, you let, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, I'd like to, I think I'm put on this earth to bring people joy and make people laugh. I would like to continue to do that. He's like, all right, but it's going to, but so anything that comes with it now is like, I chose it.
Nice.
I chose to like,
that's cool.
Like any celebrity, I was going to talk about this last week, but we never got to it. Celebrities like becoming victims.
Yeah.
Is just a tough sell.
Yes.
A tough, like the Taylor Swift is like a victim of these like boyfriends she's had. It's a tough sell.
Or after the music 50, industry.
A tough sell.
Yeah.
But they, I'll speak as one of them, but we celebrities,
yep,
we have to do that. Make ourselves, like LeBron James is a victim of
the whole shut up and dribble thing. Yeah.
Did save it.
Yeah.
And ever say, like, every now and then when someone speaks out, like the Taylor Swift is a victim of anything in any way. Like, hey, you can go at any time.
Yeah.
At any time. Like, you're getting on Twitter and like posting, like, this guy, like, this is you willfully doing all of this. You know, who's a victim? Those people that I served at the Christmas place,
mm-hmm,
that have an incarcerated husband and are on. I mean, I would argue that even so, the only way out of that is to stop calling yourself a victim and
sure.
But those people
need help,
and they have to go to work.
Yes,
they don't have a choice.
They didn't choose this lifestyle.
No.
Yes,
and they have. And if your boss doesn't give you the hours that you need at the CVS, mm-hmm, you don't, that is, you're a victim of the society.
Yeah.
Like Taylor Swift is not a victim of anything. LeBron James is not a victim of anything. I, not putting myself in the same category as them, I am not a victim of anything.
Mm-hmm.
If I start this podcast, I was getting that because of that.
Yeah.
I started this podcast, I say something that's out of pocket. We've gotten heat from things over, sure, the year that I've said that are loose.
Sure.
I've loosely said things that, and I've gotten heat. I am not a victim.
Right.
You chose a podcast. You chose to, you chose to do a career where you go, hey, everybody, watch my things. Come to my things.
Yep.
You're not a victim. Once you get to the point where you don't need to work anymore, you're not a victim.
Mm-hmm.
You're not. This person, I don't know who that is, but
Julia Fox.
You can't be, I got unnecessary heat for that. It's just a tough sell.
She's leaned in. I
she's cool with it.
I love who she has like come to be in like in media and everything. She's hilarious. Like she's totally leaned into this whole thing.
Good for her.
She's poked fun at it on multiple occasions. Like she knows.
She's like a what's his name that wears the like Kid Rock. He goes, I know I'm him.
Yeah.
It's a joke. Or like Larry the Cable Guy,
mm-hmm,
or Guy Fieri. Perfect example. Like I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I'll sign an autograph for you and I'll take a photo. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Just be him.
Yep.
Yeah. If you, that's a good point. Cause if she was like, I was talking about art and I didn't.
Don't make fun of my dialect. I'm blah, blah, blah.
And I went on this podcast to my friend to help her out. It's a tough sell.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the new, 2023 slogan of this podcast. It's a tough sell.
Tough sell.
It's a tough.
Nice.
It's a tough sell. Anybody in the NFL, it's a tough sell. It's a tough sell. That was great, though.
News when he wrote Uncut Jobs.
Right.
It's never not funny.
It's never. Watch it again. I'll watch it again. Yeah. Dude.
I was Josh Safdie's muse when he wrote Uncut Jobs.
Right.
It's so silly, dude. Was she talking like? I think I've heard a bunch of people talk about that. Chris D'Elia did something hilarious on that. Uncut Jobs.
Uncut Jobs.
I was Josh Safdie's muse when he wrote Uncut Jobs.
Right.
That's why.
That's her response to the question. What is a muse?
God,
she just describes. I was one.
Oh yeah. That's what makes America.
I love her, dude.
That's what makes America great.
Yeah.
But this is all very playful.
Yeah.
And nobody's. She's doing fine. Everybody that was making fun of her is not mad. Right?
Right.
We're not mad.
No.
We're just like, it's just, oh God.
We're just having fun.
Everybody's having fun. And everybody, there's not really a quote victim of that.
Right.
As long as she's good with it. Right.
Right.
Gosh, it's so good.
Dude. She had a, dude, she there's just, so many since people. We're on a Julia Fox
That's unbelievable. Take now,
she had this yeah. take the other day.
Is this her?
I love yeah. how some men try to say like women are too emotional to hold positions of power. But meanwhile, it's all these little boys going and shooting up schools and churches and massage parlors and stadiums. Like, talk about emotional issues. Jesus Christ. I've never been that mad before.
Popping off, dude.
Yo,
it's popping off.
What are the comments?
The comments are all like,
they're with her?
They're like, yeah, we kind of, yeah, we're rocking yeah, with this. Yeah.
And that's what, all right, that has to be like with Twitter or like the way social, like if you're going to play in this sphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like TikTok, you can get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can say whatever they want.
Yep.
But they, I was looking at those comments because I saw them right there. I was like, yeah. For people, I would for the most part disagree with that. But everybody goes, we're with it.
Yeah.
So he goes, all right, that's the choice.
Well, in the example she chose, she's that got makes the facts
sense.
On her
it
side.
Makes sense.
It is, goes, guys. Well, yeah.
I've never seen a female mass shooter before, so yeah. That checks out.
Yeah,
and everybody goes, yep, this seems right. And you go, wow, all right, well,
yep.
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to say that. And that's what free speech is. And if you say something out of pocket, then you're gonna get crushed for it.
Yeah.
But this game of social media roulette, welcome.
Yeah.
We need, we,
it's getting so busy too, though. Yeah. That I feel like it's actually died down because it's been so
it's
busy.
Too diluted.
Like, yeah, it's way too diluted.
Well, all these things we're talking about, we're like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Right.
Because the next day,
right,
something.
There's new. Another news cycle.
I love this episode of this podcast. Let's keep going.
This is good. All right. How about Adam Levine's DM controversy? He had the affair.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, dude. Where were we at? Whiskey Row the other day.
You and Adam Levine?
No, me and me and Lydia.
Yeah.
And one of her friends, a couple of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like there a girl like came up and like said hi to me. It was like kind of like flirtatious.
Yeah.
And then like this some guy, like Lydia was at the bar and some guy like just right next to her and he was like hitting on her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is gonna lead back to this premise. But sure. I go, hey, we're like talking about it the next day. You're like, I can't believe. Or like, you know what? Maybe we're out of place.
Mm.
Like, if you are at Whiskey Row second floor, nice, obviously, dude. You know what goes down
of
on
course,
there.
Yeah.
Second floor Whiskey Row. If you're there, you should be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You should be hitting on girls
mm-hmm.
and being drunk. And like, this isn't church.
Right.
Like,
what did you expect?
Yeah. Like, what do you expect from Adam Levine? Like, what? Like, who?
I don't know if I'm going to follow you there. No, I don't know if that connects.
Yeah, no, who had, like, yeah, not, he obviously cheating on his wife or his family. Yeah. Like, who was like, I can't believe that. Like, he said a girl was hot.
Yeah.
He's like, you girl, you look unbelievable. Now, yeah, I don't know him personally. That you're
right.
Great point.
Sure.
We shouldn't make that jump.
Sure.
But you go, yeah, maybe it was our fault for expecting something different.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe.
Who, like,
yeah, we don't know him. Maybe this is him. Maybe this is the guy he's always been.
Like who knows? Like Charles Barkley, like we caught him like drinking. Like maybe it was our fault for not assuming that he was always doing this. That we're shocked by this.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, we go, you know, next time, like we had some kind of like, you know, like we're like, hey, if she's like, if my girlfriend is like in trouble, that I would come over and like, hey, listen, bud, I'm her boyfriend. Like, or if like I can handle myself, like she needs to be like, excuse me, what's going on here? Like mm-hmm. You're at Whiskey Row.
Yeah.
On the second floor
mm-hmm.
on Saturday night. That's what happens here.
Dude.
Like, what do you do? Like,
this is what we do.
This
man.
Is what we do. Why did you expect anything different?
We're here every week doing this.
Yeah.
You just showed up
and
one
you
day.
Showed up with your girlfriend. Like, what are you doing here? Oh,
yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
If you're at Bible study And the guy next to is like, what's up? Like, what's your Instagram?
Yes.
Like, I'd be like, dude, that's kind of like out of line.
Yeah.
But
what do you think this is? Whiskey Row second floor?
Yeah,
like, this is Bible study.
This is not, what do you think? This is not, hey, this is Whiskey Row rooftop. Okay. Yeah. Get it together.
Hey, it's 11 a.m. on a Saturday.
This
We're
is a rooftop,
man.
Dude. We're chill. Everybody up here knows each other, dude. Yeah. This is the second floor on a Saturday, dude. Yeah. But that's like, you look at a guy like, that's why I like country music. Like, no one got really like canceled in country music. Like, yo, people been out there, like rock stars been out there on the road wilding out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they do.
Yeah.
We knew that.
Yeah.
Now, granted, like sometimes like the, I wrote about this in my book with, what's his name that hit his girlfriend in the elevator. And then we saw it.
Ray Rice.
Yeah. We were like, oh, the domestic violence, not to obviously endorse it, but like it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. And then we saw the video.
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh.
Yeah.
Just to put eyes on it makes it a little bit more.
Like, oh, he didn't just push her. Okay.
Yeah, like, oh, but like, wait, like, I guess Neil Brennan has that great joke. He's like, he just did football out when you weren't supposed to do football.
Yes.
That's an unbelievable joke.
Bro, he's so good. Oh, speaking of comics, I wanted to ask you, did you see Ari's special?
I haven't seen it yet.
Really good, bro.
Is it?
Yeah. And I thought Shaffir. It was cool how he ties in like his Jewish heritage.
Really?
And like that whole part of his life into
the special. Oh, because I kind of do that.
Yeah.
With my
that's why. Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you about it.
I should watch that. I'm going to write that down.
It's really good.
Ari Shaffir is like, Ari Shaffir has said, I think he said some things that he's been canceled. That Kobe Bryant
take.
Yeah,
the Kobe tweet.
Was too soon.
Too soon.
But he's done some very like, I would say, in terms of comedy, very like
edgy.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. Edgy.
Yeah.
But I played a round of golf with Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
This is the nicest guy in the world.
He seems like
And
it.
He goes, dude, I love your comedy. I go, you do? He goes, yeah, dude. And I go, dude, I like your stuff.
Yeah.
And we were like, he's like, anyway, it's a 150. You're going to use a 7-iron or an 8? And we were like, oh.
Oh, you're just a guy.
Oh, yeah. You're just a guy.
Dude, he seems awesome.
I'm going to watch that special.
Check it out.
Yeah.
It's good. It's so good that I'll watch it again.
Really?
Yes.
I know that he was, good for, it's on YouTube.
Yes, it is.
And everybody's special is on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. By the way, Trey Kennedy's special is on YouTube.
Nice.
I think it's coming out this December 24th.
I got to see that.
Yeah. Trey, I have not seen either of those, so we shouldn't recommend things we haven't seen. Because we do have advertisers and we use their products. We haven't seen either of these, but
I would recommend.
And I like Trey. Personally. I like Trey and his, I've seen some of the clips and you should go watch that. You should go watch Trey Kennedy's comedy special. And you say Ari Shaffir.
I say Ari for
That's
sure.
a little probably adult themed.
Yes, for sure.
Don't watch it with
not
kids.
With your kids. No.
You can watch Trey's though.
Cool.
Good comic. Yeah.
How about Usher's NPR Tiny Usher. Desk performance?
I saw this.
He went viral with this thing. Watch this.
What is it?
It went so viral, dude. It's a Tiny Desk setting. So he's like playing a little acoustic set for NPR.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he did this. This went viral
dude,
all over
68
TikTok.
Million views is so many.
Just this one clip on Twitter.
Just that?
Yeah.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
68 million views on Twitter is so many.
It's crazy.
Gosh. And why is it? Like, what's the joke?
It's just the intro to, I think that's Confessions. He's just
don't
he's
go out
doing
there entertaining
intro.
These other hosts.
He's just doing, watch this.
He like gets into like Usher mode.
Yeah,
he gets into like two. It's a little too much Usher mode.
And he says, "Watch this on the actual like album recording." And so then for him to do it with hand gestures in studio is like wild, bro. Watch this.
But that's like some of these things that like I've said that you go. I think he'd have a good sense of humor about that.
You right? can hear, yeah. I think he thinks it's hilarious. You can hear the crowd laugh. Listen so to him good. At the very end before it loops. Watch this.
Yeah,
you can hear
laughing.
Them start
yeah,
to laugh.
They,
got, hey, like, they know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. And anybody like this, by the way, we love.
Yes.
Anybody like this, by the way, goes, we sit down here. Like, we got a, not to tease 2023, but we got some guests, bro. We're not going to say them.
No.
We got some unbelievable guests lined up. We were talking before the pod about what to ask and what to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, anybody that comes in with this attitude.
Yes.
They're like, yeah, that was a little too much. We
yes.
love them.
Yes.
We love them. Yeah.
This was Gosh, this so next good, one is dude. One that I didn't even know existed.
All right. I'm not looking over at the screen because I want to be surprised.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I don't watch. I'm not an avid viewer of Sesame Street.
Okay.
Me not either. Anymore. But right. apparently yeah. there's a major rivalry going on Sesame Street. And this year,
I bet moms will know about this.
It was very, very like prevalent yeah. in the storyline over there. Yeah. And it's Elmo versus a character named Rocco.
Okay.
And Rocco is literally a pet rock.
Okay. They got beef?
They got beef, man.
Oh, dude, bad link.
Like yeah, real that. Beef.
Oh, really?
Here's one.
Instead, please?
Oh, gee, Elmo, that was my last one.
Oh, that's okay, Gabby. I don't just get this one.
No, no, no. Wait, Elmo. What? Rocco says that he wants the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Rocco? Rocco's a rock, Zoe. Rocco won't know the difference.
Dang.
Yes, he will. You can't have that cookie, Elmo. Rocco wants to eat it.
How is Rocco going to eat that cookie, Zoe? Tell Elmo. Rocco doesn't even have a mouth. Rocco's just a rock. Rocco's not a mom.
And all right. I feel like this is improv too, because
no, it has to be.
Zoe doesn't really have much to say here. No, Zoe's kind of like
the rock
yeah,
is the rock sitting right there.
Rocco is the rock.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Does Zoe's what her, his friend or something like that?
Rocco belongs to Zoe.
All right. Well, this okay. So this type of thing.
Yeah.
If you go, they're like the guy. Like all right, the currency in 2022. In 2023, really, the currency these days is attention.
Yeah.
That's all. And what, if you can get attention, you can get brand deals, record deals, because everybody could have a platform now. So you're doing Sesame Street. When's the last time anyone's talked about Sesame Street?
Right.
They're canceling words or something when they got canceled. But like now people are talking about it. So you come into staff meeting on Monday and you go, dude, this Rocco Elmo thing
yeah.
has been taken off, and everybody goes like,
yeah, lean in, baby.
That's me putting the needle into my vein. If yeah. you're just listening to this, you go, oh, hey, you know what? This feels good.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do more of this. So then you go, let's do more of it.
Yeah.
Like the SNL, exchanging the racial jokes.
Yeah.
Is just oh, yeah. unreal. And with Michael Che. And,
Colin, is it Colin?
Colin Jost?
Yes.
Yeah. Unreal. So you good. Go, hey, this feels good. I mean, that's my career is like that.
Yep.
Hey, these people like when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Church or Weed Shop has been going on since I got out of rehab yeah. in 2020. And everybody loves it. And yeah. I go, well, if you like it. And it was a sketch video, then it was an Instagram story, and now it's a reel.
Yeah.
And now it's just been because people are like, let's do this.
Yeah.
We like this. And I go, I like doing it.
Yeah.
This, you got another one?
Yeah, dude, there's whole Twitter threads for this.
Oh,
who
my.
Talks all the time?
I don't hear him.
You're not listening.
It's a rat.
Like Elmo has
Elmo's
just
like, he's like,
had it.
Yeah, just there's Elmo part five.
Dude, he's just totally had it. Like, he's done.
It sure was, Rocco.
Workout? But Rocco didn't even move.
Sure he did. You were just too busy to notice.
So, what should we do next?
Oh, Rocco's got a lot of things he wants to do.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, all the comments are like, it's the of course for me.
Yes, yeah, no yeah, question, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like I bet the Elmo, like, he's like, the boss is like, I think they like legitimately have a rift, but like, we're not going to fire him, but like, those are all like, they're doing that live,
yes.
not live, but live.
He's improving this. Like this is all just as he goes.
But if it goes too far, we're taking that again, obviously, because they have to do.
It's unbelievable.
Gosh, that's so good.
Like Rocco.
Yes, Rocco. You got it, Elmo. Happy birthday to Rocco.
Happy birthday, Rocco.
Oh,
Gordon,
nice.
Gordon.
Yeah.
He pulls Gordon aside.
Oh, no.
Gordon?
Yeah.
Rocco's a rock.
Like Rock, he's just almost beside himself.
Yo, hey, come over here. Yeah.
Yo, can
I keep doing it?
Yo,
keep doing it.
Gordon, yeah. Let me talk to you for a sec, bro. Come here.
And now if I didn't know about that,
neither
but now
did
if I.
I
see it, yeah. I go, oh, I'm in on it now.
Oh yeah,
I know about it. Like, have you heard anybody saying Riz on the internet?
Yes, bro.
That's like just, I just like, What is that? It's like maximum Riz, like a guy trying to hit on girls.
Riz is like you got game,
like Riz, like
you can, the, you can like, speak into a girl.
Justin Rizzo, yeah. I never like do the Riz with this man is unstoppable.
Right,
I like that's a just I just heard of it.
God tier Riz, which is just fun to say. Like, oh, that boy got God tier Riz, yeah,
God tier Riz,
bro.
It's like the guy with the Costco membership.
Yeah.
Yo, Riz game strong, dude. But that's like now when I see it, I'm like, oh, I'm in on it.
Yes.
And now we're listen. That's what the pod is doing.
Yes.
We're inviting everyone else in.
Yes.
Riz is game, and that's smooth talking.
Yes.
But it's mostly guys about women. Guys,
yeah, it can go the other way too. Yeah, but
yeah, the Riz on this one is unstoppable.
Right.
And I first saw it, and I go, well, I'm out on that one. I don't know, like the Elmo thing. I'm out. I don't.
Yeah.
What's what? And I said something about. I knew you would know because you know everything about the internet. But I said something about, oh, dude, the Riz, like something about a kid. I was making a joke and everybody looked at me like I was insane.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, I'm in on it. Y'all are out on it.
Yeah.
We're inviting. But I was out on that one, but now I'm in.
How about this?
Riz game. How about this one?
Did you ever catch the sleepy chicken trend of this year?
I don't know
year?
If I did. Uh-oh.
Okay, so this might be hard to believe, but it is a thing. It is.
Oh, yeah.
People are now cooking their chicken with NyQuil.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yes. It's gotten so bad. The FDA actually had to send out a warning not to do it. And you can probably guess how this trend started. Yep, it was part of yet another outrageous TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
So people were cooking chicken with NyQuil and pretending like that was a thing. That you could eat it.
Like instead of like oil.
Yeah.
Like putting NyQuil on there.
Yeah.
If somebody just did that. Like I've seen some wild things on TikTok.
This is like the Tide Pods thing when people were eating Tide Pods.
Do you ever see your algorithm? Like sometimes it sends you to like Indonesia or something. You're like this shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Like I shouldn't see this.
Yeah. It's almost like it's testing. Like it's like, let's see what he does with
like every
this
now
clip
and then
of an alligator.
They're like a lot like a, this of like. The like a snake that eats a van. I go, what? Good lord, dude! And I go, I don't even know what to do with. Like, I saw this thing. I saw this thing with from the World Cup in Qatar, and it was a messy jersey, like an inflatable, and it was like the size of a hot air balloon with a what are those things called that drones.
Yeah.
There's like six huge drones and they're flying through the city and going between the, and then I go, I don't even know if this is real or not.
Yeah.
I don't know if this, I've seen too much.
Yeah. This isn't for me.
This isn't for, but is this like CGI?
Yeah.
Or is this real? Is this AI? And I go, I don't even want to hang around enough to decide.
Yeah.
I go, that's a wild thing to see.
Yeah.
Like the snake eating a truck. You go, I don't think that's real.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they make it fake. I go, I don't know.
What's and I don't want to put in the mental effort to try to figure it out.
I don't want to see. I don't even want to figure. Like there's so many, like, I remember probably 3 years ago when I first saw like a photoshopped, like Donald Trump tweet.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, LeBron James trash,
right?
And or like LeBron James, look at his trash. And I go, I can't believe the president, said that.
Yeah, they got you.
And then I was gonna go. I went to his feed to get a screenshot of it because I couldn't remember where I found it. But mm-hmm. I was like, well, he tweeted it, and it wasn't there.
Yep.
I go, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
have you seen the deepfakes that are out now?
How they can
deepfake videos?
I mean, some of those, the Theo Vaughn, like leading worship in church as a kid.
Yep.
And it's somebody sent it to me. Like, did you know? I go, that's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real.
There's so many of them for like Biden or for Elon. There's a ton for Elon.
That's scary.
It is
scary. Because I was like, well, I wouldn't. I was like, well, I'm not going to go to the January 6th rally anymore. I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, but I thought Trump, he said that.
Right.
And I was like, I wouldn't, I don't like that in my president to say that. But I thought he said it.
Right.
And I go, this doesn't, but he didn't say it.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's wild.
Yeah, dude.
Wild.
It's getting weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of Elon, that's on the list.
Got to stay on your toes. Hey, 2023. You got to stay on your toes out there in the internet.
Got it. Well, and us putting together a video, video catalog of us talking
we're
for thousands of hours is not going to help us.
No, we're going to
be deep faked in a heartbeat, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Elon bought Twitter for 44 bill.
Yeah, we've talked about that at length. Yeah, 44 bills. And also, same theme, him like saying he's a victim. You're like, I spent my life savings on this. All right, save it. You're going to you miss me.
Yeah.
Miss me with that.
Yeah.
You chose that you're in there tweeting. You love the attention. Like, you're tweeting all day, every day.
Yeah, you can't cherry pick in the spotlight.
No.
Like, you're either out there or you're not.
You chose to be
out
there.
You got to take the good and the bad.
So if bad comes, if you get, if people are outside of your house, right, protesting, you're like, well, I voluntarily, but hey, Elon Musk, hey, you know what? A kid needs a bike for Christmas. A single mother in Nashville is a kid. We'll get to you.
Yes.
Last. Yeah.
Take a number.
Oh, Elon Musk is sad.
Yeah.
That he's being like bullied. And also you can save it, dude. Yeah. Everybody save it. Is that what this next one is?
Along those lines, NFTs and crypto. Yeah. Oh,
I loved that.
Yep.
It all went down.
The FTX crash. Yeah. That's the thing about the FTX one is it's all of these super wealthy individuals who have lost billions.
And they're just
like,
bad.
Cool, man.
Like, but then they're like, yeah, it's going to be tough to, if it's going to, the victim angle is going to be tough there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. Tough sell.
Tough sell.
There it is.
God, I love it. Tough sell. Yeah.
How about, do you remember Wordle?
Yeah, Wordle. I had a Wordle joke. I was like, hey, something about, I'm trying to solve this Wordle right now. Oh, my mom goes, hey, can you? And I'm trying to solve this Wordle. And that joke, like, for a month and a half, and then the diminishing returns on that joke were so fast. It goes, I'm trying to solve this Wordle. And that popped.
Yeah.
That joke popped. Everybody's like, I can't believe he's like, we do that.
Yeah.
He said it. And then it was gone, dude. And the joke, and if I said it now, they'd be like, what?
It was literally like a month of time.
What
and
was it?
Everybody was out on it. It was an app, like a word game app.
Yeah. Nothing like hanging on to like the stuff when it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I used to do? Make a lot of 2 and 3 minute YouTube sketch videos in landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not how people share content anymore.
Right.
So like, but I built my career. Like, well, we don't do that anymore.
Right.
Or like now you switch it to like TikTok, or you do a podcast, or you do like, it's like, I'm starting like a newspaper, like article feature. You're like, what? He's like, well, that's how I got popular. I was like, well, we don't do that anymore.
If you just came out with a set in 2023 built exclusively around Wordle jokes.
It's done. Dude. And to be like kind of like, ride it. Like, what's the current status with Be Real?
Oh, it's around.
It
started out really big in Europe. Okay. And like it came here. And
I've done a couple like at shows. People ask me to do them. I have it, but I haven't posted on it.
I've fallen off of it a bit for sure. It's just like, you know.
Well, I think this, what we're doing here is like, when people are posting Be Reels, I go, hey, save it, dude. Like, you just want to be the first guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's like part of your, it's like when churches have like, you can donate in crypto. I was like, no one's doing that. Yeah. But you just have to be like, your energy is like the innovator.
Yeah.
So like, you have to be out there.
Yeah.
But like, this is not good. But you want to tell everybody, hey, I'm on Be Reels. Like,
yeah. I got it back in to be that guy.
Yeah.
I got it back in April.
Yeah.
And nobody I knew was on it.
No one.
And so I was like, all right, well, this is trash then.
But did you ever put it on your Instagram? Three or four times?
Share it over there and put it over there? No.
Yeah. You never did.
But like, you can sync with your contacts. Yeah, and like, none of my contacts had it. And so I was like, all right, well, this isn't going to be fun.
But
then.
You still have it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, and I have it.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, I know every single one of these things I know.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Elmo thing, but for the most part, I know about the stuff.
Yeah.
But I've like, friends that are like dads and like moms with like three kids, like I don't know any of this. They would not know. We should get a mom.
It's kind
of
sick though.
Doesn't know any of it.
I love that.
Doesn't know any of it. They're like, Elon Musk bought Twitter. Like, what? I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What? And that's what's wild about stand up.
You can do that.
Stand up is like, if you do like a Game of Thrones joke, like you better be sure everybody's with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's not your show,
right?
You're done.
That's it. And that's on the docket too. Game of Thrones came back with House of the Dragon this year.
Okay.
That was huge.
Was
do
it?
You do you watch that or no?
Nope.
Do you watch Game of Thrones at all?
No, I know like Khaleesi.
Nice.
I mean, not in like a weird way, but I just know.
You know her biblically?
I know of Khaleesi.
Yeah.
And I know of, my knowledge is Khaleesi is like a hot blonde girl that has braids.
Yep.
And then I know like Winter is Coming.
Nice.
From
there you go.
The memes.
Yeah.
That's my extent.
You just have enough to be dangerous.
Yeah, that's my extent of if you, who's like, the, what's the guy's name?
Which?
Jon
Snow.
I was going to say Aragorn, but that's Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not really into that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like I can't get into that.
I wasn't. And then
now you're
in. Dude, I'm fully locked in. Yeah, they got me.
They got you.
Britney Spears. It was her first year of freedom on social media. And it was weird.
Dude, I made that. I know. I already know what this is going to be.
Yeah.
Dancing of the Clock.
I don't have anything like queued up. It's just
okay. I made this joke. Okay. I don't need to see any of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I made this joke in 2020. I go, everybody's at that Free Britney like rallies because I watched the documentary.
Right.
And everybody's doing these like Free Britney like protests. And I got no one in a Free Britney march is employed. No one. People have 10 days off a year. Everybody has 10 PTO days. No one's taking one to go to a Free Britney march. Mm-hmm. And I go, honestly, like the conservator was her dad getting paid $250,000 a year. That's not a lot for that. Like it's like a.
Yeah.
And he's like helping her. And I said, she needs supervision. And she's come out of it.
Yep.
And it's not going well.
Yeah.
And no, listen, we, no jokes about mental illness. And we've,
of course,
we've covered this at nauseam. Is that at nauseam?
At nauseam, yeah.
Does that mean a lot?
Yeah.
We've like covered
so,
this
so much that you don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Somebody like doing like uncut jams. Like she's a clear person, but somebody that has mental illness.
Yeah.
We talked about that with Kanye. We're like, if he's like getting attention, we can kind of playfully like roast it. But if he has like, if he's having like a manic episode, it's not funny to me.
Yes.
And that seems like bordering that territory.
Yep.
And let me just say this. If I was, people loved, like people my age, like love her. Mm-hmm. Like from when we were kids, hit me baby one more time. Da na na. Oh, man. Yeah, unbelievable. Dude. Unbelievable.
I own the album.
If I was in that state, I would hope a loved one would take away my stuff.
Really?
Wait, hold on. Let me think of what I think this. Yeah, I would.
Because
yeah.
I agree that she definitely needs help. There's no question. Like she needs some sort of supervision.
But your but freedom, you
conservatorship
should,
if you wanna, is wild.
Yeah, if you want to burn it down, you should have the right to burn it down.
Yes.
I guess. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I would like I would say more like a thoughtful and caring spouse.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't, but you should be allowed to burn it down.
Yeah.
If you you're right. You shouldn't.
Because she could, I don't even think that she could choose like when to work.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, she couldn't even make her own decisions on that type of stuff, which I think is bananas.
It's like a, hey, you can, and you shouldn't have to work if you don't, I'm with you there.
But to your point, definitely needs help and somebody guidance like, hey, some sort of supervision.
They didn't, I voluntarily gave mine up at social media when I was in rehab.
Yeah.
I was like, I was so angry.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I didn't, I just kind of like, was thoughtful and with my words and when I addressed it, when I want to address it.
Yeah.
I would. If you live in this country, we don't wish that on other people.
Right.
So you can't draw the line.
Right.
So if you want to burn it down, then you should be able to burn it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
How about Heidi Klum's Halloween costume?
When was it? I didn't see this.
So Heidi Klum does her like her Halloween party every year. And she always goes so over the top with her costume. And she was a worm this year.
That is.
You haven't seen this?
I have not seen that. All the moms have seen this.
Yeah.
They've seen this. Yeah.
Yeah. This is on their feed for sure.
She's laying on the ground.
Yeah.
That's a delivery wise or execution wise. That's the top tier costume.
Oh, yeah.
Because look how she rolls on the ground and the eyes don't. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's walking.
I don't even know how they do this makeup wise. Like how her face is like built into the costume like that is insane.
Yeah. And like the hottest woman on earth, or I mean, I don't know what, whoever.
She's up there.
You know what Kanye West was talking about? He's like, Kim Kardashian, so-and-so, and so-and-so Ranikowski.
Yeah, Emily.
He's like, these are the hottest women on earth.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who that was.
Oh, really?
I felt like I was out.
Well, Pete Davidson's dating roster is, dating history is on this list as well.
Is it? Yeah, Pete Davidson.
Because
Pete Davidson had a year.
Dude, impressive. Very impressive. Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, A lot of women that I've never heard of who are also gorgeous.
A year.
Kim Kardashian, obviously. Emily Ratajkowski. Like,
she looks like a
dude is all over the map.
That dude is. Hey, everybody's got to get it somehow.
Have you seen Murderville on Netflix?
No. Uh-uh.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's an improv show where they'll have like everybody on set has a script except for the celebrity guest who comes in and they're told absolutely nothing.
Okay, killer.
And you just have to improv your way through it.
Yeah.
One of the funny shows on Netflix right now.
Really?
He is on the Christmas special that they just
released. Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
I like Pete Davidson.
Highly recommend that show.
I don't have any negative things towards him.
I love him. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's just like a goofy guy that figured out a way.
He's got Riz.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
God level Riz.
God level Riz. I don't know what it is, but hey, respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody that's mad at Pete Davidson, it's not a good look.
Riz-spect? Is that what you said?
Riz-spect. I didn't say that, but yeah. Do we hit that? Should we hit that ad in the middle here?
Yeah, we can hit that right now.
How much time we got? We got to wrap this up in a sec.
We're at hour 20.
Dang, are we really?
Flying, man.
Dude, I want to make like 5 hour episodes every time.
We can do that.
Everybody's like, please, no.
Maybe we do like extended stuff like on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
We can do that.
We'll figure that out.
We'll think about it.
Every time I get in here, I want to go for 4 hours.
I know.
But then we're also like,
you get how Rogan does it, though. You just sit down and you go.
But I don't want to listen for 4 hours.
Right. you just want to talk.
Yeah, I just want to talk. You're like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Miracle Brand.
Yeah.
I'm working on week 3 of these sheets.
Let's go.
Still haven't washed them, have you?
I have washed mine.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a wife. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I shouldn't say I've washed them. She's washed
them. I'm just saying there's no accountability.
Right.
So you're like, a guy would just.
It's just you.
Yeah. But they clean themselves, right?
They are, I don't know about clean themselves, but they definitely are clean. The sheets are infused with natural silver that prevent 99.9% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. So if you had your regular sheets on, you would have had to wash them 3 times already.
Yeah.
And
so I haven't washed them at all.
Right.
So I should wash them.
You probably should. It's probably
but these things fit nice. I'm sure they have a bunch of colors, but they're self-cooling, which I noticed they're not like the silk, because silk sheets, first of all, that's like kind of, it's like a waterbed. It's like, dude, you're flexing, but you don't, it's not practical.
Super overrated.
Yeah.
Not practical.
But your parents, remember waterbeds?
My parents had one for a long time.
Waterbed, it's not practical.
No.
At all.
Sometimes the tubes would burst. Like,
really?
Yeah. And like there'd be water everywhere. Like, yeah.
It's like, that's what silk sheets are.
Right.
But you like the thread counts, you start getting up and up and up and up and up and you're like, oh, let's just go silk.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, oh, this is not, you sweat in them.
Yes.
Stick to them.
Yep.
Yeah. These ones are, I mean, from what I've experienced, are unbelievable.
Yeah. And they're a good holiday gift too.
They sent us a pack.
Yeah. And so like if it's.
Everybody got money for the holidays.
Yep.
Dude. Hey, where are you going to go? TryMiracle.com/net positive. TryMiracle.com/net positive. The best sheets. You're going to sleep on the. I was going to say, me and I, we're going to sleep. You're the same. Sleep on the same sheets as John Crist.
There you go.
Yeah.
From afar.
Yeah. We get a call from TriMiracle. They're like, hey, don't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I know you're like that.
I know you're like trying to like, you know, riff and we appreciate that, but like let's tone it down.
There's a special deal for net positive listeners too. You save over 40%. And when you use our coupon code NETPOSITIVE at checkout, you save even more than 40% and you get 3 free towels, 30-day money-back guarantee.
Baby.
So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you will get a full refund.
Upgrade your sleep and you don't have to wash the sheets. Tell your wife that.
That's right.
No.
Tell her.
You still have to wash them. But yes, but they're not gonna. Yeah,
but you're really—it's a gift for her too, because it's like you're saving like her laundry. Yeah. So,
like an old mattress that has like, what are those stains? It's just like bodily stains.
Yeah,
it's just like a human.
Yeah,
that's probably the dirtiest place.
What,
the sheets on the bed?
I'm sure it's, if you put that under a microscope, you'd find
some
scary
kind of stuff in there.
Yeah,
yeah, especially if you go to like a hotel. Well, they clean those with like. Bleach,
yeah, but like, but also like, I'm not walking in there with a black light, like I'm not also trying not, to yeah, see, you know, yeah. What I mean, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind.
TryMiracle.com. Use the promo code net positive. You already get, it's already big discounts on there. Use our promo code three piece towel set and save over 40%, baby. Let's go. Start out 2020. That's probably on people's what's it called, resolutions.
What's that?
Get better sheets.
Yeah,
dog.
It should be.
Get better sheets. And I got a lot of stuff on mine. We'll talk about that in the new year, though.
Cool. Maybe. Yeah.
You want to wrap this up or you want to keep going?
Let's run a little bit more.
All right.
Want to go news?
Yeah, let's do some news.
All right, let's go to the news.
Yeah. Oh, well, all right. So we talked about that that church that had that the drummer, right?
Yeah, the mega church.
The mega church. And everybody got set. And I was like, this is amazing, dude. Mm-hmm. You just let them go. And then we talked about the nuance of that. Or like, hey, well, how do you know they're not donating all that money to Christians? Like, save it. Dude. Tough. Hey, tough sell.
Yeah.
Tough sell.
Yeah, there it is.
That's a tough sell.
That is going to be that's going to continue in
tough
the new
sell,
year for sure.
Dude, yes. If you come out to shows in 2023 with the tough sell Net Positive Podcast t-shirt on.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. All right. So we got another. So people sent. Obviously, when we ever get on a topic like the protesting,
yeah,
so many people tag me in that, dude. Mm-hmm. Just John, Chris, you got to look at this one.
Dude, I get DMs about it.
Good.
Yeah.
I love it. Spread the word. All right. So this is a church. this is the only promo to watch on YouTube. Watch the pod. Do we put these on?
What?
The pod? On the video part of the pod?
Yeah, these are in it.
You clip these in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is a church. A church Christmas, and they have men dancing. Like it's like 50 Shades of Grey.
It's a little Chippendales.
It's a little Chippendale. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, you go.
Church service is getting a little unholy.
What in the free?
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. The drop.
Unbelievable. Those guys are thrusting with shirts, no shirts, Santa Claus shorts with suspenders, Santa hats, thrusting.
No shirt on stage at a church is crazy.
Wild. Like on the stage of the lore.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. All right. Well, we talked about this before the pod.
Yeah.
All these things are is just, this is for your local, like, this is good there.
Yeah.
People like that. This, whatever denomination or sect of Christianity this is, whatever city this is in, mm-hmm. people in that congregation like to have a little fun.
Yeah.
And you can't, just with the Britney thing, where's the line?
Yes. Right.
So if they had shirts that they like had one button,
right.
Is that, where's the line? I'm not getting into that.
Right.
I'm not going to say this is the amount of fun you're allowed to have and not have. These guys, like, it would be hilarious. Probably guys that are the youth pastors.
Yep.
Or the worship leaders or whatever. they came together, practiced for
a lot. This is a full song.
And people are dying laughing.
Yes.
So, yeah, but
so it worked.
It works. The problem with the internet, it's not the problem.
It just is.
It just is.
Yeah.
Other people that are not of that denomination or city or church
right.
will now see it.
Right.
And that's all Twitter. That's all all social media should be. Hey, this wasn't for me.
Yes.
It's not for you.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. We're making out-of-pocket jokes on this podcast. John, Chris, it's not for you.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
Don't come. Don't come.
Don't watch.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
these people are laughing.
I think I've given up on like being critical of like the church.
I think I'm with you.
It's save it.
Yes.
Save it.
Yeah.
Like it's not for you.
This is also like, this is one of the biggest trending songs on TikTok.
And they remade it
here. So like maybe this is how they're trying to reach their youth. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're trying here.
They're out.
I'm with it.
As soon, dude, when I saw in this 800, it's 8,000 comments and they're all critical of it. Watch. Click on. Can you click on them?
Yep.
They must. Oh, wait. I think the comments went half and half.
Dude, the first one. They must read the Queen James Bible.
That's supportive of it.
Yes.
I think that's supportive of it.
Yes.
Well, I read some of some of the comments here. I forgot. I read this last night.
Yeah.
They go, the way that these comments are split half and half is wild because everybody's like, that's a church I would go to, like non-church people. And then Christian annoying people that are like, this is not, it's just directly half and half. Who approved this?
Yeah. Now that's a church I would get up early for.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, you got people saying blind leading the blind.
Wolf in sheep's clothing. Save it, dude.
Dude, this is awesome.
The only church I would ever go to.
Right.
The only kind of church I would go to. Yas, Queen Slay. Why are they singing about Santa Claus in church? I absolutely would have walked out. Wow. Save it, Samantha.
The Falling Away.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm straight up walking out.
Yeah, straight up walking out.
Man, we're about to be punished.
Yeah. I would have left. This can't be church. I would have walked out.
Meanwhile, though, the people who are not church people are like, I'd go to that. They're that like, looks like
it.
A good time.
I'm into
I'd
it.
Listen to their message yeah. if this is what they're doing.
Like, but that's the all those big mega churches, that's the Bible verses they go to. So when Jesus wanted to preach to everybody on the Sermon on the Mount, the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus wanted to preach to everybody, you know what he did first? Fed them.
Mm.
He met their needs.
Yep.
He's like, hey, you come out, we'll feed you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sitting here fed.
Yep.
Now I'll preach to you.
Yeah.
Hey, tell a bunch of humans to come out, walk down to the hillsides. I'm going to preach. I'm good.
Yep.
We're getting dinner. Loaves and fish.
I'll come through.
I'll come through.
I'll pull up.
That's
right. Let me pull up on JC real quick.
That argument obviously goes too far where you go, all right, well, let's give everyone cookies and a lawn chair and a free cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
You go, well, so I'm just saying I'm going to take myself out of the here's the line.
Yeah.
Because that's what everybody's doing in there.
Yeah.
Here's another one that, again,
yeah.
is...
This one is a lot. This is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here we go.
At Victory Church. I'm going to say up top, great production.
Extremely.
Unbelievable.
It's insane. Diamonds, ties, and offerings. Buying myself all my favorite things. Oh my, they're married. I pray. The bar is raising. Know what I'm saying. You like my hair. Thanks. Just buy. I see.
I like it. I want it. I got it. Whoa, living on a prayer. Take my hand. They'll make it, I swear. Whoa, living on a prayer. Hold on to what they got. It doesn't make a difference if they make it. The production is insane. They got each other, and that's a lot for love. A new song? Oh, back to it.
A little remix.
Oh. Take my hand, they'll make it, I swear. Whoa, living on a prayer. Hey, Alex. I'm going, you know where I'm going for Christmas?
Where, dude?
To Bentonville, Arkansas.
Okay.
And what's the plan? Very loose.
Mm-hmm.
If, this is all I'm saying.
Sure.
If they said, hey, do you want to go to this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Sure do. It's free also. It's free.
Yeah.
I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're going to go to? I'm going to go down to my Amish family. I'm going to Amish family Christmas. Oh, we just gave away the timeline of this. That doesn't matter, I guess.
What? Because we're after Christmas?
Yeah. No, this is after Christmas. So we're filming this on the 20th.
Yeah, no secrets here.
20th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because we have, yeah, we're filming this on 20th. I'm always trying to talk about like react with how was Christmas, but like, we didn't go yet.
Yeah.
We're going to see like some dancing like horses, mm-hmm. like at a horse farm in like Sarasota, Florida.
Cool.
Like, go. We're going to the Barnum and Bailey Museum, mm-hmm. like for a family tour. I would go to this. So
yeah.
So the argument is it's in church.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, what if it's in the gym?
Mm-hmm.
What if the church rents out the Civic Center?
Right.
And does it there? Well, the production is going to be way less because the Civic Center is 20 grand a night.
Right.
So let's just do it at the church.
Yeah. And this church, it looks like has way better equipment even than a Civic Center.
Way better. So way like, better.
Let's do it.
Do
there.
It at the church.
Yeah. The
dude.
Civic Center is hey, leasing the church.
Do it
out.
At the church.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. That's right. Yeah. Do it at the church. Bro,
there's another clip from this. Let me show you this one.
The same church.
Same like production.
Oh, yes.
Then whose is it? Yeah. She teaches the kids in the temple.
I'm talking about Mary.
Okay.
But she's pregnant.
Press, 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 press. Mary's got all the press. G-O-double-double-S. Surely she's feeling all the stress.
It's a Cardi B song.
G-O-double-double-S.
bro, you have no idea. Like, if this was, dude, all right, so we do like shows, right?
Right.
We're going to Cincinnati, Ohio, Tap yep. Theater. It's me. I got two openers that mm-hmm. I got to pay. I got a road manager that I got to pay, and then a production guy that I got to pay, and sometimes a video guy.
Right.
Six.
Yep.
And that, with a 1,000 plus people there, it's a lot of, it's, and I got agents and managers and promoters. I'm like, I'm doing well,
mm-hmm.
but like, that is so, if you, that's a $200 show.
They spend a year, I guarantee you, yes. rehearsing that.
There's all those people in there. If all right, so because we used to do a bunch of shows at churches, and now we do the theater. So everybody at the merch table now, we have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And this six people that are getting paid whatever, $20 an hour or whatever. But that's like, it used to be volunteers because they were churches.
Right.
And all this, like that, you're not, that's so like, do it at the church.
Lights.
Do it
sound,
at the church.
Cameras.
And that's that guy's
ushers.
Job.
Ushers.
Dude, all of them, all
production,
free.
Like,
yeah.
Goodness.
Do it at the church.
Yeah.
And the argument goes back to, so like when in the Old Testament, like the quote, Holy of Holies was like that they would carry, or the Ark of the Covenant
right.
would be in the temple. So there's like three curtains that are like, you would go through to like, you're on holy ground. Don't wear shoes in there.
Right.
Right. Don't. And like, even Jesus in the temple, when they had, they have, the people were selling things outside, and Jesus goes, hey, no, we're not
flip
doing
the tables.
Yeah. But now the church is in a converted Home Depot.
Yeah.
Or you go,
the one I grew up in was in a, it used to be a Kmart.
Yeah, yeah. The church is not like a Roman cathedral.
Right.
Like, I did a show, a Catholic church wanted me to do a show there. And it was like all the, like, Jesus hanging on the cross and the disciples all I go, I'm uncomfortable. Do like, let's do it in the auxiliary gym.
Mm-hmm.
Because this feels, I'm not going to make fart jokes on this
right.
stage.
Right.
And also, I don't think the sound was very good in there, but I was like, but yeah. So go into the gym, and you can do it over there in the gym.
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, so can I wouldn't sell merch like in a church, like auditorium,
mm-hmm.
because that seems, but they were also selling indulgences for forgiveness of sins.
Right.
That
it's a different thing.
Yeah. It's like, cause
it's apples to oranges.
But we went to a church in Louisville that they go, we don't agree with selling merch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to sell merch, you got to do it down in the auxiliary gym. So I go, well, it's going to cost me a lot of money because I make a lot of money on merch. But I go, that's fine.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
You went to them, so I had to play by
their
rules.
It's their rule. Yeah. Not for you.
If you're it's
not,
the same it's as going to Qatar for the World Cup.
Doug, get out of here.
Their rules.
This is what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if we signed a contract, you didn't know that. And
right.
You're like, we're taking a break. You're like, you knew that.
Yeah.
Like, all right, fine. This is that. All these, not for you.
Yep.
If you, that's why, hey, you know, Victory Church, I don't know what it is, but there's another church next to it on the next block. That might be for you.
Yeah.
Go over there.
Yeah.
Go over there.
Dude, I love it.
Get it on the internet to be like, first of all, you didn't have anything to do with this.
Right.
You don't know this. You're not in Tulsa. You have no idea what that church is doing.
Yep.
You have no idea the outreach that they're having.
Yep.
You have no idea of anything. To see that and just go, all of the stuff I do at my church is good. This is the line. You guys are across it.
Mm.
Save it.
Yep.
Save it and miss me with that.
Yep.
Miss me with all of that grandstanding.
I think next year I want to go to Tulsa.
I want to go to all of them. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go see that.
And I see some things that I wouldn't do it, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's not for, so until you take the time to go out to that church, visit them, talk with a pastor, go in there, see what they're doing and compare it to your, like you're going to like those guys. We talked about it last night. Those guys that were inmates of the prison. I go, they couldn't see their families for Christmas.
Yeah.
I go, what did they do? I go, what, this is some violent. And he goes, one guy had multiple DUIs.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, shouldn't be on the street. You shouldn't be. There should be consequences for that.
Have to be.
There has to be.
Yeah.
But also, you go, that's a good guy.
Right.
He's a human. He's a good. I felt compassion for him.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's easy to be like, we got to get these criminals off the streets and these guys are, yeah. But I just say, I just come off all like hard stances on it. Like,
well, it's just because like you take the time to listen and
yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
understand where someone's at and you go, now I kind of get it now that I have your perspective.
And also, have I driven over the limit 3 times? Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
And would it be not for world class rehabilitation that I was able to have access to based on my financial position in life, I would not be here today.
Yeah.
So you're not going to catch me mm-hmm. being very vocal about any of this.
Yeah.
We're having a good time with all these things, but like, I just save it. And yeah. I don't even know what this is, but it's a Gary Vee and he's a friend of mine.
Well, actually, and this plays in well to kind of the conversation.
I already know. Is this something he did dumb?
This went stupid viral recently. Right. Yeah.
Everybody look at your phone right now. Now put that phone down and get into a handstand or some weird position and look at it again. And now stand on your table and look at it again. And now go 15 steps away and look at it again. Look at your phone. Different perspectives. Yeah. This is a perspective game. And I hope that's what we accomplished for one person who's not in the right perspective.
That's wild.
The way he just goes, perspective, man. Like,
I thought it was like leading to something different. Right. But yeah, that's it.
Perspective, dude. He took it literal.
Yeah, dude. I was like, look at your phone and then look at it upside down. It's different. Yeah, it's different. Yeah. But it's like,
perspective.
But he was one of the best at taking jokes.
Dude, he's amazing.
Gary Vee's one of the best at taking jokes.
Yes.
And if he knew, like, Gary Vee, not to flex, but he DM'd me this week.
Nice.
And he was like, you're just like, what up, dude? And we follow each other.
He's Gary incredible, man.
I've under no pretense that me and Gary Vee are buddies. Sure. I'm just saying, but like, I like Gary Vee.
Yeah.
I like him. And he, if he knew we were talking about this, he'd be like, yeah.
He was on with Tim Dillon recently. And
was he?
Yeah. And he's so good at poking fun at himself. He knows exactly what he's doing. Yeah. Like he's a genius marketer. Like,
and that's what the uncut gems.
Yeah.
And I bet if we went to those churches, they would be like, yeah, dude. It's a lot.
They'd be like, you see what we did on Christmas,
not like,
dude?
They're not doubling down either.
Right.
Dude, so yeah, anything I say on my pod, they're like, yeah. Like, it's a lot. Yeah. We're just trying to have a fun like thing for Christmas.
Yeah.
And every year we do the candlelight thing and some guys go, hey, you want to like mix it up? Yeah, dude. I'll go next year. Gosh, dude, this is good.
I want your take on this one.
Let's see it.
This came. You asked me the other day what my For You page is like.
Okay, this is
this
it.
Is my For You page.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Bro, what?
Green cell phone,
this is the wildest thing I've ever seen. Sorry if you're just listening. You're listening online. It's like airplane flying competition.
Yeah, dude.
Everybody's wearing hard hats in the background. And that's the end. What is it?
Thoughts.
What country is this in?
Bro, I don't know.
It's okay. So it's like motorized planes.
Yeah, it's called control line racing.
Okay, and they're not racing each other.
So the plane is on like a cable.
Yeah, and gas.
And you motor them up.
Yeah,
you push them, and they fly in that circle.
Yeah.
And you have, like, there's some that are like time trials, like how many laps can you get in? There's some where you try to like,
I mean, it looks official.
You try it's to kill the paved. Other guys.
This is like, you have to go to this place,
right?
This is what it's been paved for. That.
Yeah. Bro, the way they're running together.
It's like kind of gay. It looks kind of gay. That's the joke, right?
A little homoerotic.
It looks kind of homoerotic.
They're so tightly packed in
but
the
they're
middle.
Not, they're, that's just what they do.
Right.
But nobody like, hey, Not for us.
No.
Not for us. So you to get on here. What are the comments?
Let's see.
How'd you get a TikTok in landscape like that?
I don't know. This is what happens, I guess, when you go on desktop.
Oh, you're on TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't even know what to ask.
Yeah. This looks like a Monty Python. Yeah, yeah. Is there nothing else to do in Ohio?
Bro, Ohio's the... What? You know that?
I said it's a foreign country.
No, it's not in Ohio. That's the joke.
It's like there's nothing else to do. Okay, I got it. Yeah, yeah, I missed it. Yeah. I have a question, but I don't think there's any answers. Straightest club in Ohio. All right, I remember making fun of Ohio.
Yeah.
Rose and knee pads for 5 seconds of use. Yeah, it checks out. It's 4 a.m. I've never been more confused. Yes. That's the internet. Hey, but these people love that.
Yeah.
Whatever that community is, those people are into, and they're spectators.
It's one of the wildest things I've ever seen.
I'd go too. And until you put yourself in that guy's shoes, I ain't judging.
It's so funny, man.
I'm taking that energy into 2023.
Yeah, dude.
Let's go. What do you think? We need to do more ads? Are we good? They're good.
Everybody's good.
You got to get in where you fit in. And we have a couple emails.
We have a couple emails.
Let's
just
hit these real quick.
All right, deal.
And by the way, we love email. The netpositive@johncriscomedy.com is the email, right?
Yes.
People email in fact checks and things that we've said that are wrong or that they like about the pod. And it's always great.
So this was about we were talking about how you do blood work.
Yep.
On a baby. Like,
What are we talking about that last week?
I don't remember that.
Yep, yep.
But yeah, when a baby is in a mom's stomach still,
yep.
How do they run blood work on it?
How do you get the blood work on a baby?
Right. And so this is Mike from Pensacola. He says, the only reason I know this is my wife is pregnant and I thought it was just a massive needle. Turns out they just take blood from mom and can't separate the babies from mom sample. I think he means they can separate. Yeah.
Okay, so you just do it in somebody's arm.
And they're able to identify which is which.
If there's something going on in there, if it's healthy,
right.
The blood is the same blood.
Right.
Yeah, the same blood going from the baby. It's not different blood.
Right.
So because it's the umbilical cord.
Right. So if the baby's
we know nothing.
Got something.
We don't know. Absolutely. That's good. Yeah. Thanks for that. Who emailed that?
That was Mike from Pensacola. Mike.
Appreciate that.
This one was about lobotomies.
Oh, still loving the show. That means they have a critique.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, still loving the show. What do I mean? Still loving the show. Who is this, Cody? Oh, it's Cody Sellers with a bunch of... Okay. Let's talk about this guy. MS, comma, OMS, 4, NSU, KP, COM, class of 2023. What does that mean?
Well, it means he hasn't graduated yet.
He hasn't graduated. So, hey, slow down, first of all, with your... critiques,
but also those medical degrees are important because this is a medical.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I'm sure it's all some sort of medical stuff. Yeah,
MS. Oh, that's MS. That's a
master's in science, maybe.
OMS 4. First of all, do you think these are in his email at all times?
That's his email signature, I'm sure.
At all times,
probably.
That's a tough sell.
Especially a graduation date that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, yeah, tough sell. Yeah.
It's like if I wrote millionaire in my bio.
Number one.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, number one comedy podcast in 2024.
Right.
We didn't do it yet. Yeah.
So he says,
the frontal lobotomy was used in the mid-1900s for psychotic disorders and pierced the frontal lobes. It did not separate the hemispheres.
I said that it did.
Okay. Love you guys. Keep doing it. I hope you come to see y'all in May in Tampa. Hey, Cody, send us an email. We'll give you some free tickets.
Cool.
Cody, come out to Tampa. We added a second show down there. Send us an email and say John said on the podcast that he'd give us free tickets.
Nice.
And we will take back everything we roasted about you. And he better come down there with a degree. Right, don't come unless you have a degree. He said 2023. Last one.
This one's from Jennifer.
Just started the latest podcast. Can't tell if you guys figured out the native. Oh, yeah. You said you're native of Nashville.
Yeah. I was saying that Steve could kind of earn the.
Can't tell if you guys figured out the native definition or not. You would need to be born somewhere to be considered a native. Living here 5 years doesn't make you close to being a native. You could live here 40 years, but you weren't born here. You're not a native.
Yeah. Obviously, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
I know that.
Native.
I was joking.
Well, I mean, that's
obviously you're a native if you're born there, and that's it. I know that.
Yes. Yeah, so what am I a native of? Lilburn, Georgia.
Yeah.
But what if I moved there when I was one? I'm I'm not a native. Yeah, I mean, loosely, that's the definition of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, though. She's keeping us.
We need the accountability.
Yeah, we need the accountability.
Thanks, Jen.
It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good.
No, you're right. I received that poorly. So I'm sorry, Jennifer. Yeah, you're just mad. I'm just defensive.
Yeah.
I'm having a weird week.
Because I said this wasn't me. I go, this wasn't me. And I go, this was Alex. And the other one was you, too, bro.
Dude, you know what?
They fact checked you three times.
0 for 3 on my part this week. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Spreading around the Christmas cheer, though. Holidays are over. Don't leave your tree out. Take your lights down before New Year's. Everything needs to be down before New Year's.
That's the rule?
That's my rule. Hard line.
Okay.
I don't take any hard stances on anything else.
Okay.
All this podcast, I let all these celebrity things go.
Yeah.
Where everything is fine, but you got to get everything down by New Year's. Okay. I don't want to see it because you're trying to go into the new year.
Right.
You're trying to get resolutions. You're trying to get in the gym. You're trying to lose weight.
Yep.
You got goals to achieve. You can't have a Christmas tree. Get it out. That's like, it's like before Thanksgiving, no more I carry.
Mm.
That's what makes it special. You have a Christmas tree in the end of January. You're putting it up in October.
Mm-hmm.
You got 4 months of it.
Yep.
Get the, everything's got to be gone. That's, everybody's going to be mad at me for that.
I think that's fair.
Everything needs to be gone by New Year's. The lights down. Pack it. Where do you put it? Up in the attic?
I got a closet out back, like on my deck.
Yeah. And how much stuff you got? How much is it taking?
Too much stuff.
Yeah.
Just enough that it doesn't overflow the closet.
And also, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Well, New Year's Eve, when's Christmas? What day?
Sunday.
And when's, so New Year's is Sunday too then, right? Sunday. Okay, yep. Monday, are people going back to work on Monday?
No, because I think the second observed? I'm pretty sure.
Do people still work? That's a real question. I don't think people still do it.
Right.
I never heard of anyone doing
just
it.
Just in general.
Do people do it still?
Are people working still? Do people have jobs?
Like, do people go into a place? Right. I don't think people even do that anymore.
I think that's why I'm excited for 2023, though. It feels like it was finally the first year where it's like, hey,
yeah,
come on now. Like, all right, let's get back to it.
Hey,
right?
Listen,
like,
listen. If you own a company and you've set all these people, they're now at home.
Yeah.
They're now, hey, guys, there's now no excuse. We got to get this thing up and in the attic or in the basement, in the bins that are marked Christmas. We got to have that by Sunday.
Yeah.
Because Christmas, December 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, and 1st. They're watching football on New Year's Day. Football, yeah, it's got to be done.
No one's working that whole week.
No, you have no excuse. And you're supposed to be around your house with your family. The kids are trying out the bikes. Mm-hmm. It's all got to be gone by New Year's.
Yeah.
Start fresh.
Ample time.
Let's go. You're going to see me out on the road in New Year's, baby. I'm going to be hype.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys all know where the shows are. We see you out there, baby. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2023
on
baby.
The new channel.
Tough sell.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.